Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Matthew chapter 13. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away." This is the text. Last week, we heard the parable of the sower, also from Matthew 13. What we have in this section of Matthew's gospel is a series of seven parables. And within these seven parables, Jesus does mix his metaphors. So what's the seed in one is not the seed in another, and he just doesn't play by the rules that we always want him to play by. But he explains himself. And if you follow his teaching all the way through, he does have one unifying theme. These parables are not so much about you and me. These parables are about what Jesus has done for you and me. In the parable of the sower, as we saw last week, the sower, Jesus, sows his seed, which he explains very specifically is his word, the word of God. But remember that Jesus is the word made flesh, who made his dwelling among us. He sows himself into you through his word. This week, Jesus tells us another parable about a sower of good seed. The man, Jesus, sows good seed in his field. The field is the world. And, you know, like last week, the seed is good seed. But in this parable, the seed is not the word of God. The good seed is the children of the kingdom of God, the church in the world. But there's a problem. The enemy came and sowed weeds. The Greek word is zazania, which is so much more fun to say than weeds, or even tares, like in as the hymn writer put. And the zazania, it's not just, you know, this isn't some nasty old thistle or something like that. It's what we would know as bearded darnel. It's a grassy weed that looks exactly like wheat. Until the grain forms. It's impossible to tell them apart until the harvest time. Jesus says that the field is the world, and in this field, God has planted his children, his church. You being a part of the kingdom of God is God's good work in you. This is what he has done for you. And just like last week in the parable of the sower, it's all about Jesus and what he has done for you. My place in the kingdom of God is not a result of my decision or my feelings or my thoughts or the result of any work that I have done. We are saved by grace through faith. It is a gift from God, as St. Paul says. However, Jesus says that in this field of the world, there is other seed that has been sown by an enemy. The father of lies has done this. The evil one, the diabolos in the Greek. That's the word that gets translated as the devil. And diabolos, it literally means one who is thrown down. That's the devil. Satan, after having been thoroughly defeated, was thrown down out of heaven. Jesus says elsewhere that I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. This defeated, thrown down enemy, the devil, sows seed that grow up to be sons of the one thrown down. Sons of Satan. Now, don't try and read too much into this part of the parable. When you read Jesus' parables, understand that he's not trying to answer all questions with each parable. Usually he's focusing in on one thing, and then you piece them all together and you can kind of get the full picture. In this parable, Jesus is not trying to explain why some are saved, are sons of the kingdom, and why some are sons of Satan. He's not trying to explain where unbelievers come from or where believers come from. Well, he sort of is there, you know, because God planted you in his church. But he is making the point that the weeds, the zizania, and the wheat, they look a lot like each other. And they will continue to look a lot like each other up until the harvest. It's hard to tell believers from unbelievers apart. We don't get to do the sorting. In the end, they will be separated. There will be a fiery place with weeping and gnashing of teeth for the zizania. But the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. It is a dramatic difference after the harvest. Up until then, up until it is time for the harvest, the zizania and the wheat look a lot alike. In the past month or so, I've mentioned a few times how we need to be aware of the greater context in which Scripture is read. Jesus uses two more parables to lend context to the parable of the zizania. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed into his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it's larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until all the dough had risen. So the kingdom of God, which is the active workings of God, our King, Jesus, what's he saying about this kingdom? Well, it's like the word of God being given to us, to all of mankind, in such a way that it's like a man planting wheat in a field where there's an enemy that also has planted, and what he plants looks a lot like wheat, but it's not wheat. And it won't be separated out until the harvest. And the man who has planted the good seed, he's like a grain of mustard seed. And a grain of mustard seed seems small and insignificant. Yet it becomes amazingly big and becomes the source of rest and shelter. 2 weeks ago in our gospel reading, also from Matthew, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And this amazingly big man, because he's God, who comes from a seemingly insignificant source, being a mustard seed, Jesus is like yeast, working his way through an entire batch of dough. Jesus tells his disciples that the last day, the harvest, will not come until the gospel has been preached to all nations. I told you that Jesus does mix his metaphors along the way in these parables. And reading these parables can be challenging. Because, well, Jesus has said they're meant to be challenging. If you go back and read all of Matthew 13 over again, we skipped some verses last week in our gospel reading, and Jesus has a little section there saying that I'm saying these in parables so that it is challenging, because this is what I want to say, and it's not meant for everyone to understand. It's not meant to be easy to understand. So we look at this and trying to wrap our minds around what Jesus is saying. Yeah, it can be difficult. So what is he telling us? Well, I don't pretend to have the full answer, but we know what we know. At the center of these parables is this man sowing good seed. And that's good news for us. God's saving action is like the sower of seed who spreads his word on four types of soil. That's what we saw last week. And it produces saving faith in one of those types of soil. The others do not receive it, or have shallow faith, or the cares of the world and the busyness of the schedule gets in the way and it gets choked out. And this saving action of God spreading the seed of his word into the world, it's like the action of a sower planting his perfect world, his church, his creation of believing people. And at the same time, the devil, having been thrown out of heaven, wants to destroy this, so he plants his own children in and among the children of God. And they happen to look just like the children of God. And you can't really tell them apart. But they bear no fruit. They have no faith. And there will come a day at the harvest when they will be gathered up and thrown down into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And God's church, the kingdom, which is elect and saved through Christ the King's action, it removes all evil. It makes you righteous so that you shine like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. And in order to make this happen, this saving planting of the people of God who sprout forth with life from the word of God and bear fruit, for this to be possible in this new reality of the field of the world that was once perfect but has now been spoiled with sin and the sons of the devil, for God to bring about his saving action, the action of God is like a mustard seed. It seems small. It seems insignificant. It looks weak. The church looks weak. Jesus looks weak. It looks foolish in the eyes of the world. It's foolish to think something so small could grow into the largest thing in all the garden, become a tree that gives rest and shelter. Who is this mustard seed planted into the ground? Think cross and grave. Jesus is the one planted into the ground that gives rest and shelter. Who is this that spreads like yeast through the entire batch of dough? Jesus, in the church of the world, causing the entire batch to rise. He changes the chemistry of the world the same way he brings life out of death. He's working through the entire world, even though we don't see it with our eyes happening. That's the way yeast works. We don't see it working. We can just see that it is working. And then we look around and we see zizania everywhere mixed in among the wheat. At least we think we do. Remember that not even the angels can tell apart the wheat from the zizania until the final harvest. That's something good to remember. Yet even though we see all of this, and this is the reality we live in, we can trust that what has been planted by the sower will accomplish his purpose in the field of the world, because his seed is always good. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.